Mother's Day, mothers. We, you know, we'd be lost without you, Mom. We wouldn't know how to dress ourselves. It's just amazing the things we wouldn't be able to do. If you are a mom this morning, right, stand up. We want to recognize you. All right, you can be seated. We got some more to mommy honoring here along the way, but glad that you're with us this morning. Shall we invite the Holy Spirit in this place? Is that a good thing? Let's do that. Father, we love you. We especially want to honor our moms today, but Father, in the midst of as we honor them, we want you to be high and lifted up. We want to exalt your holy name. For those here in the room, the moms in the room, for those in their homes worshiping online, we just pray blessings on those moms. Jesus, thank you for all you do for us, the blessings you pour out on us. Would you send your Holy Spirit into this place? Stir our hearts. In Jesus' name, amen. Rise if you are able. Let's worship.
Good morning. As he said, let's sing together.
Father, let your kingdom come. Father, let your will be done. On earth as in heaven, right here in my heart. Father, let your kingdom come. Father, let your will be done. On earth as in heaven, right here in my heart. Give us this day our daily bread. Forgive us, forgive us.
And if you will stay where you are, we have a couple things going on before y'all are dismissed.
I want to invite Nora Carpenter. Nora, come on up, and the Faircloths to come up this morning. Alan, Brianna, Kyla, and Mr. Logan. Logan doesn't have any energy at all this morning, so come this morning to do a couple of things. I'm going to come around here with you guys. Nora has already accepted Christ and been, as her Lord and Savior, and been baptized. And Brianna, Kyla, and Alan have accepted Christ, but have want to make that public this morning. And we will be scheduling a baptism at a later week. Right, Logan? Yes, okay. All right. So I ask you three, first of all, do you confess that you are a sinner? And do you want Jesus to forgive you of your sin? And do you want him to be your Lord and your Savior and live in your heart? Amen. And we receive that. You can clap. It's okay. It's okay. That's a big thing. And we will make that official with a baptism at a later date. And then all of you, I ask you the question as you come into membership of the church as well, will you be loyal to the church with your prayers, presence, gifts, service, and witness? Amen. We welcome you. Well, be sure and welcome these two families before you leave today. And Miss Jamie, come on up. You have some business to deal with here.
Good morning. Happy Mother's Day. My name is Jamie Adams, and I have the privilege of directing our Mother's Day Out program here at Wiley Methodist. And for those of you who aren't familiar with it, our church opens their doors to the community during the school year and as a child care opportunity on Tuesdays and Thursdays throughout the school year for kids to come and have a safe place to be and to learn about Jesus. And I work with these special ladies and several others who aren't here this morning. But so about 9 years ago, I was in a really busy time of my life, building a home, had three young kids, and I brought two of my children here. And I met Jesus here through this program. My son was learning scripture in his pre-K class and came home and was practicing that. And the Lord used that to speak to me, and that's how I came to know him. And so this is a very special place for me. We love to just share Jesus with these kids and build relationships with these other families in the community. We have chapel time where we do Bible stories and, again, learn scripture. And so I brought some friends of mine here with us today. This is Miss Cindy. She and Janice lead our pre-K class. And this is Miss Allison. Allison leads our toddlers. But I want to let the kids show off for you. Our pre-K class learns their scripture verse for every letter of the alphabet. And I just believe there is so much power in that. And so I've invited my friends. I'm going to say their names for you. They can wave. Miss Penny Brown. This is Mr. Quay Dugan. Mr. Jet Galusha. Miss Harper Vinson. Miss Lydia Hogue. And Miss Lachlan Moore. And so Miss Cindy is going to lead them. And I hope this blesses you this morning.
Kids ready? A.
Always be joyful, never stop praying.
B.
Be kind one to another.
C.
Children, obey your parents, for this is the right thing to do.
D.
Do unto others as you would have them do to you.
E.
Every good and perfect gift comes from above.
F.
Follow me, Jesus said, I will make you fishers of men.
G.
God is love.
H.
I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me.
J.
Jesus said, let the little children come to me.
K.
Kind words are like honey, enjoyable and helpful.
L.
Let all that you do be done in love.
M.
My sheep hear my voice, and I know them, and they follow me.
N. O.
Obey because you are his children.
P.
Pray about everything.
Q.
Quick, Lord, answer me, for I have prayed.
R.
Renew the right spirit within me.
S.
Sing a new song unto the Lord.
T.
The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want.
U. V.
Victory belongs to the Lord.
W.
When I am afraid, I put my trust in him.
X.
Exalt the Lord our God.
Y.
You must be born again.
Z.
Zacchaeus, you come down, for I go to your house today.
They could...
Good job, boys and girls. Thank you so much. But thank you all for supporting our program. We appreciate everyone. And Terry and Kendra, would y'all also come up here at this time? I think Pastor Jeff would like to pray for us.
So before I pray, I'm going to select a few adults in the room to come do what they just did. Let's see. Let me pick a few. No, I'm going to do that. Is that not awesome? That is so incredible. You kids are awesome. Yes. And this is just a flavor of them. There's, how many do we have? 50 or so?
About 47.
47 children come and spend their school year with us, and we're just blessed to have them. I want to invite, if you are a family that's here is in the Mother's Day Out program, or if you're any of the teachers that are here, you don't have to, but I'm going to invite you to come up and be up here with us as we pray. I want to pray over the families as well as our program. Y'all's kids are awesome, by the way. All right. Kind of a side note, all three of our, Cheryl and I's grandchildren also have been through the Mother's Day Out, and has been a blessing to our family as well. So I want to pray, if you'll pray with me. Father, as I said in early service, I'm just reminded, Jesus, that the children were coming. First of all, children are very, very discerning. They know when someone loves them, and they were hovering around you, Jesus, and the disciples thought you were perhaps too important to be bothered by the children, and you said, no, 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 let the little children come to me, such as them as belongs the kingdom of heaven. And so, Lord, may we become like these little guys and girls. Father, may you imprint your word on our hearts as you have with them. I pray blessings on these children, not just the ones that are here, but our entire program, on each family, God, that shares their children with us, on these workers, these servants that love on these children, God. We pray for safety. We pray for blessing, and we pray that they have come to, as Jamie said, Lord, it's not just about the children, but they take this back into their homes, and lives can be eternally impacted by the love that they get right here in this program. So, Lord, bless them. Bless this program. We love you, and we trust you. In Jesus' name, amen. If the children who are going to children's church would like to join Miss Carlene down at this end.
Good morning. And happy Mother's Day to you moms. If you're able, let's stand and recite the Apostles' Creed together. I believe in God, the Father Almighty, maker of heaven and earth, and in Jesus Christ, his only Son, our Lord, who was conceived by the Holy Spirit, born of the Virgin Mary, suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified, dead, and buried. The third day he rose from the dead, he ascended into heaven, and sitteth at the right hand of God the Father Almighty. From thence he shall come to judge the living and the dead. I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Holy Universal Church, the communion of saints, the forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of the body, and the life everlasting. Amen. Please be seated. I want to remind those of you who are newer to our fellowship, if you want to learn more about our church and our ministry opportunities, you can meet with our pastor next Sunday morning at 9 a.m. in the church office. That'll run for about an hour and a half. And the church office, if you're not familiar with where it's at, when you come up the main set of steps into the building, it's immediately to your right. So that's next Sunday morning, from 9 to 10:30. So this morning during our prayer time, I would like to obviously pray for our moms, but also there are some other things that's kind of on my heart, that's on Jeff's heart, that needs prayer this morning. There may be some here that have lost your mother, and this may be kind of a bittersweet day, a day of celebration, but at the same time, there's still some grief that needs to be worked through there. There may have been some moms that's lost children, and this may be a difficult day for that reason as well. And then there are some ladies in the room that you don't fit the traditional definition of a mom. You might not have any children, but yet at the same time, maybe you've poured into some children's lives to nurture them and help them mature into productive adults. And so I just want to pray for those four groups of individuals this morning. And if you're here with your mom or if you're here with your spouse, I'm going to encourage you just to wrap them up. And let's just go to the Lord and pray for his blessings to rest on every female and male in the house. As I pray, if you want to go ahead and thank the Lord silently for your mother, then, man, feel free to do that. So, Father, we thank you for this day. I thank you, Father, for opportunities that we can just focus on motherhood this morning. And God, you've done an incredible thing. Scripture says that we were all created in your image. Male and female, you created us. And so we see part of the expression of your nature through the man, and we see part of your expression of who you are through the woman. And God, there's just, man, it's just incredible the way that you've gifted us, the way you've gifted women. So, Father, I just pray for the moms this morning. I pray for those who may be expectant for the first time. Lord, I just pray for just a healthy, healthy child to come into the world. Father, I pray for those moms with young children. Lord, I pray that you give them just patience and endurance, and some of them are just running themselves ragged, just doing life with their little children. God, I just pray that you bless them. And Father, I pray for those moms with older children, those moms with teenage children. Father, as they strive to navigate those years, God, I just pray that you give them wisdom. I pray, God, that you give them the wisdom to know when to speak into a situation and when maybe just to remain silent, God. Just give them the desire to see their teenage children, the desire for them to become productive members of society. Lord, I pray for those mothers with grown children. I just think about my little mama passed away at age 86, and I was still her boy, and she mothered me well. And so, Lord, some moms in the room are in that season of life, God. I just pray that you bless them as they continue to pursue being a mom to their children. Father, I lift up those who have lost their mothers. Father, I just pray that you comfort them, bring peace to them. And it's absolutely okay to grieve. Would you just bring joy in the midst of the grief? Give them good memories. Flood their mind with great memories of the mother that you have called home. And Lord, I pray for those mothers this morning who have lost children. Father, I just pray blessings on them. Father, just again, help them to think of just the good times that they had with their daughter, the good times they had with their son. And just flood their soul with your joy and your peace. And Father, I pray for those ladies who have not had children, but yet they've spoken into the lives of maybe countless numbers of children. Father, I just pray if they do that, if they continue to do that, that they not grow weary in doing good. And God, I just pray that those whose lives have been spoken into, God, I just pray that just the little nuggets of whatever has been handed to them, God, I just pray that that just becomes fruitful and they carry that on into their adulthood. So, Lord, I just pray that every female, every woman, every lady in the room feels precious today because they are precious to you. They're all fearfully and wonderfully made. We just thank you for opportunities to celebrate this day. And we pray the prayer that Jesus taught his disciples to pray. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever. Amen. Thank you again, church, for your financial faithfulness. It allows us to do some really important ministry in our community and beyond. You can continue to give electronically. You can give through the offering boxes by the doors. And we will have several people available for prayer that would really love to pray for you if you had a need this morning. So I encourage you to take advantage of that. Let's continue to worship the Lord together.
Yes.
Well, welcome again, church. Glad you are worshiping with us this morning. Happy Mother's Day again. Just also, I don't think it's been mentioned, each Mother's Day we make an honorary gift. This year we are going to make an honorary gift in your honor to our Mother's Day Out program that you got to see some of the fruit from that a little bit earlier. So we are honored to do that on your behalf. If you are a guest this morning, we're especially glad you're here. Hope you feel the spirit here. I hope you feel the love of God's people here. There is a card in the seat pocket in front of you with a blue stripe, and it says guest registration. Would love for you to fill that out. You certainly don't have to do that, but I would love to meet you. I'll be at this end of the foyer and have a free gift for our guests. Glad that you're here worshiping with us. Turn with me, if you would, to Proverbs 31. Now, we mostly are familiar, probably, with Proverbs 31. We're going to read it this morning. He's going to speak of a wife with noble character. And do you think that God honoring a wife with noble character, you think that's just a wife thing? You think he would like for us all to have noble character? So as I speak of, as I read this passage, I want you to personalize it to yourself. Certainly for our wives and our moms, it's relevant, but I think it's relevant to all of us. Proverbs 31, I'm going to begin in verse 10. A wife of noble character, who can find? She is worth far more than rubies. Her husband has full confidence in her and lacks nothing of value. She brings him good, not harm, all the days of her life. She selects wool and flax and works with eager hands. She is like the merchant ships bringing her food from afar. She gets up while it is still dark. She provides food for her family and portions for her servant girls. Verse 20. She opens her arms to the poor and extends her hands to the needy. Verse 23, her husband is respected at the city gate, where he takes his seat among the elders of the land. She makes linen garments and sells them and supplies the merchants with sashes. She is clothed with strength and dignity. She can laugh at the days to come. She speaks with wisdom, and faithful instruction is on her tongue. She watches over the affairs of her household and does not eat the bread of idleness. Her children arise and call her blessed. Her husband also, and he praises her. Many women do noble things, but you surpass them all. Charm is deceptive and beauty is fleeting, but a woman who fears the Lord is to be praised. Give her the reward she has earned, and let her works bring her praise at the city gate. Let's pray. Holy Spirit, you are indeed welcome here. We have invited you, and we know and trust that you are here. Would you speak? Would you speak to us this morning? Transform our hearts in Jesus' name. Amen. So I'm going to read three quotes, and you get to guess who said this. First one is, no man is poor who has a godly mother. Any guess? Is this on? Larry, is this on?
It's on.
It's on? No guess? That was Abraham Lincoln. No man is poor who has a godly mother. Here's another one. All I am, I owe to my mother. I attribute my success in life to the moral, intellectual, and physical education I received from her. Any guesses? That was George Washington. Okay, last one. If evolution really worked, how come mothers only have two hands? Any guesses on that one? No, it was not me. I would have liked to have said that. That would be good. Milton Berle. Now, some of you youngsters will have to explain who Milton Berle was. All right. So, y'all remember the old David Letterman top 10 list? We're going to do a top 10 list. Are you ready for moms? Here we go. Top 10 lessons mothers have taught us. Number 10, mothers teach us to appreciate a job well done. If you're going to kill each other, do it outside. Anybody's mom ever said that? Being raised with two boys, we got that a lot, I'm sure. Number 9, mothers teach us religion. You better pray that will come out of the carpet. Number 8, mothers teach us logic. Because I said so, that's why. Number 7, mothers teach us irony. Stop crying before I give you something to cry about. Okay, now come on, y'all. We've all heard that one. Which really makes absolutely no sense whatsoever. Number 6, mothers taught us hindsight. Will you look at the dirt on the back of your neck? Number 5, mothers teach us about roots. Shut the door. Were you born in a barn? Number 4, mothers teach us about the weather. Your room looks like a tornado went through it. Number 3, mothers teach us stamina. You'll sit there until all that spinach is gone. Now, I told the early service, you need to ask my wife about spam. Ask her the spam story. because it wasn't spinach for her, it was Spam. Anyway, number two, mothers teach us anticipation. Just wait until your dad gets home. That's the dread one. Boy, man, nobody wanted to hear that. Number one, mothers teach us about justice. One day you'll have kids, and I hope they turn out just like you. Okay, moms, we love you. We are thankful for all the wisdom you've taught us and the lessons. So as I said, this passage today, we're gonna dig in a little bit, and it's always difficult. I was telling Cheryl, it's always difficult on Mother's Day or Father's Day because you want to preach a sermon that's relevant to Mother's Day, but you also, you know, I don't want the rest of you sleeping. So I really feel like this passage today, I don't think God just wants wives to be of noble character. I believe he wants each of us to be of noble character. And so today's message is, thank you, Jeff, for reminding me, a person of noble character, a person of noble character. So the first thing I want us to look at is a person of noble character is rare and precious. Rare and precious. I don't think it should be for those of us in Christ. It shouldn't be rare. But this passage in verse 10, a wife of noble character, who can find? She's worth far more than rubies. So that those two words really jumped out at me. Noble character. What exactly is he praising in this wife? What is he praising in us? To be noble. Noble is to be exalted. It's exalted moral character or excellence. So, and then character is the attributes that distinguish an individual. So what I believe pleases God is when his people are of noble character. I was telling early service that I take some Christian, I'm on some Christian email where they give me news stories in the Christian world, things that are going on and so forth. And I could pull it up right now. I could pull my emails up right now and I could show you just in the last week, 3, 4, 5 different stories of people in ministry who have fallen. And I tell you, every time I read one of those stories, it breaks my heart. Because I tell our staff this as well, that really not just for people in ministry, but for those of us who profess the name of Christ, when we fall, there is a loud thud. There is a loud thud. It damages the kingdom. And now God is God and he's on his throne and it doesn't affect that. But the gospel message is damaged when we fall, when we are not a people of noble character. It's rare. And if ever our world was in desperate need of noble character, it is today, isn't it? Throughout, and we just see that, you know, you can tell. Cheryl and I have talked about this many times. You go to a restaurant or you go to somewhere shopping or whatever, and someone waits on you or you bump into people or whatever, you can tell people that are walking with Christ. You can tell people of noble character. You can tell people that have Jesus. They're just different. They treat you different. And you can also, on the flip side of that, you can tell people that don't know Jesus because they treat you a different way as well. A person of noble character, and we'll get more into it, but we don't do this in our own strength. It's crying out to the Spirit of God to help us be more like him. The Apostle Paul was writing to the church in Corinth, and I think I've listed this scripture in your handout there, but here's what he says to that church. He says, "We are taking pains to do what is right, not only in the eyes of the Lord, but also in the eyes of men." Now, It's a slippery slope. We don't want to get in becoming people pleasers, but people should look at us, Christians, church, people should look at us and go, that person knows Jesus. I can tell that person knows Jesus. They're, another way to say it is, they're of noble character. Now, we don't walk that out perfectly. We have our moments. I was telling early service, it's a pastoral confession time. Are you ready? Cheryl and I were at Sam's this week, and we were leaving. It was crowded, and I guess everybody's getting their Mother's Day stuff, and we were leaving, and we had a basket, and we were outside the doors, and they've got those concrete kind of post things, you know, to keep you from people from driving in. So it's really crowded there, and there's a lot of people trying to exit. And so I just kind of held back, and I'm letting all these people go in front of me, and there was a bunch of them. And then it kind of was coming to the end, so I'm kind of easing in there, and here comes this other guy, and he's like, you know, basically his attitude was like, out of the way, here I come, I'm coming. And I didn't say anything, I let him pass, and then we went on to the car. But I didn't say anything, but inside here I was kind of going, well, you want a piece of me? No, I didn't say that. I didn't say that or even think that, but it was frustrating. It frustrated me. It's like, man, I'm being nice, letting all these people through, and here you come. Man, how is our, not just our behavior, but our heart, how, are we a people of noble character? Jesus said, enter through the narrow gate. Wide's the gate and broad is the road that leads to destruction, and many enter through it. So it's easy to go with the flow of the world. It's easy to be, whatever we want. It's easy to be selfish. Jesus goes on to say, but small is the gate and narrow the road that leads to life, and only a few find it. And he's speaking of being a people that have faith in him, and that the result of that should be, we should be a people of noble character. Secondly, a person of noble character serves others. You can see it. This passage, this is speaking of this wife of noble character. He says, she works with eager hands. She gets up while it's still dark. She provides food for her family and portions for her servant girls. She opens her arms to the poor. She extends her hands to the needy. Do you see how she's given to others? She watches over the affairs of her household and does not eat the bread of idleness. We joke about it, I guess, in our family remember the movie Christmas, A Christmas Story, the little BB gun guy? And remember they're having a meal. And mom gets everybody settled in with their food, and she sits down, and one of the kids needs something else, so she gets up, and the little boy, the narration says, Mom hadn't had a hot meal in 10 years, or whatever he says. And that's it. We see that with moms, and I think we should see that more with all of us. To take our eyes off of ourselves and be servants. A person of noble character. We want to serve the Lord, we need to serve others. And then, third point, a person of noble character conducts themselves with integrity. And that's what I'm speaking to, is you should be able to see it. When people see us, they should be able to tell, that person knows Jesus. That person knows Jesus. And I think a lot of it, church, we need Christ. We need His Holy Spirit. He's the fuel. He's what empowers us to be of noble character. But also what we put up here, I say this, what we put up here has a way of transferring down here and then out. Guard your heart. Proverbs 4 says, above all else, guard your heart. For it's the wellspring of life. Put away perversity from your mouth. Keep corrupt talk from your lips. Let your eyes look straight ahead. Fix your gaze directly upon you, directly before you. And then Philippians, Paul is teaching the church in Philippi, whatever's true, whatever's noble, whatever's right, whatever's pure, lovely, admirable, if anything is excellent or praiseworthy, think about those things. So what are we putting in our minds? Is it affecting whether or not we are a person of noble character? And then he goes on to say, after he tells you to think about those things, he says, and the God of peace will be with you. When we put godly things in our mind, we have the peace that only God can provide, and it comes bubbling, it comes oozing out of us, out of our life. And then finally, a person of noble character brings honor to themselves, their family, and God. And it just, Proverbs 31, she brings him good, not harm, all the days of her life. Her husband is respected at the city gate. Her children arise and call her blessed. Her husband also praises her. Many women do noble things, but you surpass them all. So not a matter of doing noble things, being a person of noble character. The woman who fears the Lord is to be praised. Give her the reward she has earned and let her works bring her praise at the city gate. So I believe the Lord is telling us, number one, we need to be a people of noble character. And when we do that through a fear of the Lord, a pressing into the Lord, and that brings ourselves, our family, and the Lord honor and praise. So I guess the question, church, is how we doing? How we doing with that? And I confessed my Sam's incident. How we doing when somebody cuts us off in traffic? Cuts in line. Waves at us but doesn't use their whole hand. How we doing? Man, only when we are immersed in the love of Christ can we be what God is calling us to be. If you'll just bow your heads with me. Father, we confess that we don't love nearly as well as you do. We want to be a people of noble character. We need you to empower us. We need you to fill us with your Spirit. We come to you and we ask it, Lord. We ask you to enable us, empower us to love as you love. To be of excellent and moral character. May people, when they see us, Lord, may they tell that we're a follower of Jesus Christ, and may we bring you praise and honor and glory. Take our eyes off of ourselves, put them on you, and may you reflect them down on others. We love you and we trust you, and we are humble before you. In Jesus' name, amen. A couple of things. If you are here this morning and consider this your church home, really encourage you, if you're not in our, I know most of y'all are in your Sunday duds for Mother's Day. Let's take your picture for the directory down here at the end of the service. Come and let's get that done. Get our directory fully updated. And also back to the message, if you don't know this Jesus, the way I'm describing this Jesus who loves you, who wants you to be a person of noble character, don't leave this place without talking to me about that. If you'll rise, if you're able, as we worship for the last time, as the altar is open as well. of this world, church, are fleeting. They're fleeting. But the person who fears the Lord is eternal. It's to be praised. Go and be a people of noble character. Let people know that you love Jesus. And go and tell someone about him. In Jesus' name, be blessed. Happy Mother's Day. Hi, this is Pastor Jeff Hatcher with Wiley Methodist Church in Abilene, Texas. I want to thank you for listening to this message from God's Word today. If you do not know Jesus as your Lord and Savior, He loves you and He wants to be your friend and your Savior. If that is you, I ask you to pray this prayer with me. Lord, I confess that I am a sinner. I ask you to forgive me of my sin. I ask you to come into my heart and be my Lord and my Savior and wash me as white as snow in Jesus' name, amen. If you prayed that prayer today for the first time, I invite you to do four things. First of all, tell someone, share this decision with someone. We are better together than we are alone. And then also, I ask you to consider being baptized. Jesus himself set the example for us by being baptized himself, and he encourages us to do the same. And then I ask you to consider finding a Bible-believing and Bible-preaching church and plug in. Again, we are better together than alone. And then finally, I ask you to get into God's Word. It's not just because it is makes us a better person, but also because it is the living Word, and God speaks to us through His Word. The Gospel of John is a great place to begin. If I can help you be of any sort of assistance through this process, you can contact me at my email address, jhatcher@wileymethodist.org. God bless you.